Today, it is my absolute honor to speak to the 2023 Newfoundland Fan Choice Entertainer of the Year. This artist has a top 10 single, which we play often, Gone, Long Gone, 4 top 10 hits, and get this, over 13 million streams. Welcome to our show, Jason Benoit.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. How are you today, Jason?
Couldn't be better.
Listen, I was getting ready for our interview, and you are a busy, busy guy, so I want to thank you right up front making time for us today.
Oh, 100%, anytime.
Jason, congratulations on, first of all, the 2024 ECMA for Country Recording of the Year for Time Traveler, the album. How did you feel when you got that award?
Oh, insane. It's my third time being nominated. And I mean, it's always awesome to be nominated. But for this album especially, it was a lot of work put into it. It was co-produced by myself and Clint Curtis out of Newfoundland, and just co-written with a good buddy of mine over the pandemic years. So I mean, to win this one, it was had a little bit more meaning to it for me, and it was insane. I couldn't be happier for it.
So now you have a brand new EP out that's been released called Deadwood. How is that going so far?
Yes, great. I released that one a little earlier this year. Just it's a little different take on country music. It's a little more Americana folk style. That's where I grew up on the west coast, on the east coast of Canada, and on the west coast of Newfoundland. Me approaching that little bit of East Coast folk kind of influence that I had growing up, and just wrote those tunes over the last year or so, and just decided to try something a little different. So
Wait, how many tunes are on the EP?
There's 6.
Wow, that's album length almost. Let's talk about one of the songs off it we're going to play this afternoon, 1,000 Mile Grin. Tell me about the song and the story behind it.
Yeah, 1,000 Mile Grin. Just 1,000, no one. I wrote that one about when I was down in Asheville and, just spinning my wheels and, trying to get a record deal. I had, a ton of great meetings with some good labels down there, and but they really wanted me to live down there. That was just something I couldn't commit to. So I decided I'm not gonna chase the American dream. I'm more than happy with the Canadian dream. So I was it's basically the story about me figuring that out, and then just driving back home, just happy to get back to my family and the place where I live.
Well, I'm telling you,
that I love.
We'll take you back in a heartbeat. Canadian dream. I love that. I can't wait to spin the tune this afternoon as well. Jason, you are coming up to Sussex Fun Day Fest this weekend. What can the fans expect?
Oh, cannot wait. It's going to be great. Me and the whole band going to be bringing all we got and having a big party. So I cannot wait to have to get out to Sussex this weekend and have a big old party with everybody. And, going on just before Tim Hicks. So he always brings a huge party himself. So really looking forward to this weekend. It's going to be amazing.
It is going to be amazing. And you know how us Atlantic Canadians can party. So it should be really, really good time. And my girl Melissa Marshall's opening for you. And then you're opening for Tim. So it's just going to be a fantastic evening on Saturday. Now, I want to talk to you about something else that's going on. I know you're so busy, but what is America's Next Top Hitmaker?
Yeah, that's something that I threw my hat in the ring for. It's actually a competition that Rolling Stone magazine out of the U.S. It's putting off right now. And it's basically it's an online voting competition. And the winner, wins a chance to perform down in Texas. And some money, $10,000 US. So it's always cool. But I've in the top 20 right now, and my fans, I've always had amazing fans and such amazing support from them. And this is all fan voted. I'm in the top 20 right now, and this week they're going to be announcing the top 15, and those are going to be featured in Rolling Stone this week, actually.
It's just
a really cool opportunity. And
well, we're going to make it happen. So it's America's Next Top Hitmaker. Of course, you're already following Jason on social media, but I know that the link is definitely posted on your Facebook page.
That's right.
We got to get out there and support you, buddy.
Yeah. Come
Top 15. Just around the corner.
You can vote every day. So.
Absolutely. Many times.
I appreciate your vote.
Okay. Jason, one more thing I want to talk to you about, something we have in common, and I was quite surprised when I was doing my investigative research, but you also have your own radio show. Tell me about that.
Yeah, that's right. It's called That's Country. It's a one-hour radio show every Saturday night, pre-recorded, where I play all the best in new and alt country, and I have a featured artist every week. I've been doing that since September past out of Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, 100.1 Bay FM. That's a community radio station there. But they reached out to me and asked if I'd be interested, and I was more than happy to jump on board. I love supporting new artists and Canadian artists, and to have an opportunity to have to be able to promote some of the artists that I love. So I've just been so happy with it and having a lot of fun with it since I started. So
that is amazing. I absolutely am going to tune in. You know what my favorite part of radio is, Jason, is interviewing artists like you. It's just, I do. I love it. Jason Benoit, let me tell you, we are so freaking excited to see you in Sussex this weekend. You and Tim Hicks together on one stage is going to be fire.
I cannot wait. I hope to see you there.
I'm sure you will, and I'm quite a hugger, so look out.
I'm looking forward to it.